إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. وبعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has spared our life to this moment. We also give him thanks and benediction to have spared our life towards accomplishing Ramadan and concluding it with Eid al-Fitr. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he should accept all our acts of ibadat in Ramadan. And pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who are grateful to him. Because the greatest sign that indicates acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of our own ibadat is the continuity after Ramadan. Anyone who is not changing for better after Ramadan should consider himself that his ibadat has not been accepted in Ramadan. We pray to Allah to improve us in every fold of ibadah after Ramadan. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that as we made ourselves completely servitude unto him and we behaved that we were servants of Allah in Ramadan, may we continue to be servants of Allah in all other months of Islam. Inshallah ta'ala, we are continuing our discussion on the book Al-Wasiyyah al-Shar'iyyah li-Tazawwudi wal-Isti'dad li-Yawm al-Mi'ad. As the name suggests, that this book is legal advice for those who are preparing. Or if you use this legal advice in order to facilitate your preparation towards the goals of our hero. And we have come to the 34th page of this book at the last paragraph. But shortly, very close to that last paragraph, the writer was stressing the importance of seeking for knowledge. And that's why I will start from a second paragraph, or second to the last paragraph, where the writer says, وَإِنَّ أَوَّلَ مَا يَجِبُ أَن تَفْعَلُوهُ, said, the one of the obligations that you should carry out, هُوَ التَّفَقُّهُ فِي أُمُورِ الدِّينِ, is for you to be entrained with the knowledge of the religion of Islam, والتي ستكون بمثابة المصباح, which is going to be in assume the position. You getting knowledge of Islam will serve as the purpose of what? Misbah, as a torchlight that will illuminate. Alladhi yuniru lakum tariq, that is going to illuminate the path. Because the path that you are supposed to tread, the path of Islam, has some other deviations, in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has described that if you divert a little bit, then you are no more on the Sirat al-Mustaqim. We pray to Allah to keep us on this Sirat al-Mustaqim. And the only torchlight that will not make you deviate, the only torchlight is what? At-tafaqqu fi din. وَلَقَدْ رُوِيَا عَنْ مُعَوِيَا رَجَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ, it has been reported from Muawiyah, may Allah be pleased with him, أنه قال, that he said, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, and the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the peace and blessing of Allah continue to descend upon him, said, مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا, whoever Allah wishes good, whenever Allah wishes to confer good upon you, يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ, Allah grant him the understanding of this religion. This hadith is muttafaqun alayh, Bukhari and Muslim. Wa aidan, that you should know also that inna talab al-ilmi farida, that seeking for knowledge is obligatory, is mandatory, ala kulli al-muslimin, upon all the Muslims. لما روي عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه أنه قال and this hadith is reported by Anas ibn Malik, Allah be pleased with him, that he said Anas ibn Malik served Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for several years, and this hadith is mashhur, hadith very common, and he reported this hadith while he was young, because he was trained by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم, that seeking for knowledge is wajib, is farida, is mandatory upon every Muslim, kulli Muslimin, any Muslim, in as much as he could be regarded as Muslim, whether small, in as much as he has to study, then the only thing mandatory upon him is for him to study the Islamic religion. وَقَدْ قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي مُحْكَمِ التَّنْزِيلِ, indeed Allah the Most High has said it in his book of wisdom, where Allah تبارك وتعالى says بعد أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم من همزه ونفخه ونفثه أمن هو قانت آناء الليل ساجدا ساجدا وقائما يحذر الآخرة ويرجو رحمة ربه قل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون إنما يتذكر أولو الألباب. Allah says, أمن هو قانت. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse is making comparison, and he's giving us the opportunity for we to compare, and by the time we arrive at the greatest, then we try to copy, to emulate the one that is greater in value. Amman huwa qanitun ana al-layli sajidan wa qa'ima, is the one who is always qanitun, qanit bimana abid, the one who is always devoted in worship, who is always devoted ana al-layli, between the darkness part of the night, sajidan, he is lying on his forehead making prostration to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa qa'iman, and he is standing in what, in adoration of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by reciting the Quran, yaghzaru al-akhira, and he is doing that not because of anything except that what, he is being cautious of akhira, he is being cautious of the fitan, the tribulations of akhira, وَيَرْجُ رَحْمَةَ رَبِّهِ, despite the fact that he is being cautioned and he fears the punishment of akhira, he hopes for Allah's mercy, he hopes for Allah's indefinite mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about somebody who always stand up the night performing prayers, falling on his faces, performing the prostration, standing up, reciting the Quran. And there is no any other reason that is making him to be preoccupied every day like this, is because of two reasons. He is fearing the torment of the day of Qiyamah, and he is hoping for what? Allah's mercy. And this is why whenever anybody is dying, you are fearing your sins you've committed, you are fearing the kind of punishment you will face, either in the graveyard or anywhere, akhira, and at the same time you are hoping for Allah's mercy. That is why the Prophet said what, any person who you are about dying and you are fearing your sins you've committed, fearing the kind of punishment you are going to face, and at the same time you are hoping for Allah's mercy, as such person is dying, you see, his end is a good ending. He is going to enter paradise, as we've read in this very book before. Hope we remember. Isn't it? So the Prophet met somebody and was asking him, what is the situation of your mind right away? Said, I am fearing to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am fearing the kind of punishment I may pass through. And at the same time, I am hoping for Allah's mercy. Then the Prophet says, these two kind of attitudes, these two behaviors, will never be combined in the mind of any servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except that what? Allah will what? Allah will save him from that which is what? Fearing. And Allah will grant him that which is wishing for. He's fearing what? Allah's punishment. Allah will save him of his punishment. And what he is wishing for? He's yearning for rahmah of Allah. Allah will grant him the rahmah. My brothers and sisters in Islam, it's not easy for you to even think of Allah's rahmah. You can check our life today, because وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَبَلَّا تُبْسِرُونَ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُوْكِنِينَ. Many a times we find ourselves, when we're in problem, we need to forget about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the training we are supposed to receive from this Ramadan. For instance, some of us have been looking for one way or the other to get married, and it's coming a problem. Some of us, we are economically down. Some, they will call you, Mala, my wife is about to put to bed, you fear, and at the end of the day your wife would put to bed, and on and on and on. The time you are going to realize the level of your iman is whenever you are at the peak of suffering. You use Habat Sauda, the problem remains, if it is hereditary. You try every means, you work, you borrow, you are still owing. You have gathered all your effort. So we have to realize that what? You are to make effort. The way you make mortal effort, human possible effort, that is the same measure you are supposed to be what? Spiritually upright, carrying out other efforts. Stand up 29. Some of us, you won't go, the time you wasted moving all about, that it won't deprive you of coming, standing up in the night to pray. And look for this thing from where it is coming from. Anybody that gives you anything, it's not coming from him. It's Allah who has permitted him to give you. That's why you'll be close to some people, they will not give you. And it's not because they don't want to give, but Allah is not ready that he should give you. Are you getting it? That is it. Sometimes you take certain drugs, they won't work. Because before they work, permission of Allah is needed. So we should study this and let it be part of our culture, so that any problem we find ourselves, the way we are thinking about how to go about this problem, how to live this problem, how to solve this problem, that the same way we also work, hoping for Allah's mercy, that Allah shall solve it. But not you sitting down, Allah will solve it, and you're not carrying out any effort. Just the way this group of people that Allah is discussing, that they are fearing the kind of punishment they might face with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Akhirah, and they're hoping for Allah's mercy, but this does not stop them from what? From being qanitun ana al-layli sajidan wa qa'iman yahzaru al-akhirah. Qul hal yastawi al-lazina ya'lamuna wal-lazina la ya'lamuna. That is the mahal shahid. That is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is dragging us to. And that the first statement is in Arabic literature. Arabs are more interested in what? In hiding the answer. Just like the algebra, where you have to x this, x that. You have to work before you come about what is the x. You start from the what? Unknown to known. Are you getting it? Because Allah himself is hidden. Well, that is why even his statements, they are hidden. Allah has made it so that you struggle hard. Because the Quran is not for you to just لتعرف لماذا لتدبر. You have to ponder over it before you get the meaning. So why there are some people who will always stand up in the night to pray, stand up in the night to recite the Quran, because of what? They hope for Allah's mercy, and they fear the kind of punishment they can face in the Akhirah. And there are other people who are what? Who are always saying they are also fearing punishment of Allah, but they find it difficult what? To stand up in the night and pray. So that Allah saves them from such punishment. They are also hoping for Allah's mercy, and they forgot the fact that what? إِنَّ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ هُمَ الَّذِينَ مَاذَا يَعْبُدُونَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَى كَأَنَّهُمْ يَرَى اللَّهَ أو كَأَنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَ اللَّهَ. So why this difference? Why this partition? This partition is possible because of what? كُنْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. These people, they are grounded in Islamic knowledge. They know it. They know why they have to stand up and pray. They know the virtues, the rewards. Only the lion among. And there are other groups who they don't know and they are not ready to know. Then Allah ended by what? Innama. Two things combined. Inna and ma. You know, ma, we have different type of ma. Have we taught it here in Abuja? We have ma that is serving as what? Nafi. Cool? We have ma that is serving as istifham. And we have this kind of ma, it's ma shumuli. It's lak. Inna ma. Inna, verily. Ma. Ma yatazakkar. None, nobody, whether you are whatever, what you can, nobody will be able yatazakkar to hearken to Allah's oration. Nobody will be able to remember Allah. Nobody will be able to be conscious of Allah's one of Allah's statements except ulul albab, men of understanding, those who knows the right way. Praise Allah to make us among the ulul albab. But lub, bi ma'na, that is why we got labib, ulul albab, the plural. This is from Surah Az-Zumar. So here the writer is enjoying on us that we should continue to study. We should continue. Anytime you see the life of our Sahaba, of all our Salaf, you see that they are still getting older and older, and the idea of thinking of how to seek for knowledge is increasing. You see, the enthusiasm increased till they die. While somebody has still become old, he has never heard about this, he will travel, he is going to acquire it. وَبِهَذَا with this, تَعْبُدُونَ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ. You are going to worship Allah based on conviction, based on knowledge. وَتُسْرِرُونَ فِي دُنْيَاكُمْ عَلَىٰ بَصِيرَةٍ وَنُورٍ. You are going to continue your life of this world. عَلَىٰ بَصِيرَةٍ. You are going to do it with what? With knowledge, with understanding, وَنُور, and with right guidance, which is nur, light. وَتَتَجَنَّبُونَ الْأُقُوفِ الْمُحَرَّمَاتِ. With knowledge, you are going to be able to safeguard yourself from what? Entering into maharim Allah, muharramat, the unlawful things, وَشُبُهَاتِ, and the doubtful things that are not clear, they are doubtful. والتي وقع فيها في زماننا هذا كثير حاشا لله. And this is what many among people who are living in this time, this is what they are perpetuating, and this is what is occurring to them. This is what they are witnessing. من الناس, among mankind, ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. He used that word to express his ta'ajjub. مع المحافظة and at the same time you should try to be conscious of ala ra'as al-arkan al-islam. You should be able to hearken to the peak of Islam التي تبنى عليها سائر العبادات ومعاملات, and it is upon it we are going to build other acts of devotion and our other acts of what, our social life. فمن الناس من يتهاون في أداء فريضة الحج. Among men are those who are looking down upon, they are holding the issue of making pilgrimage to Hajj as a levity. وهو قادر عليها, and he is able to do that. ماديا وصحيا, he has the material, وصحيا and he has the sound health. ومنهم من يمنع الزكاة, while there are others who refuse to give zakat. وقد امتلك نصابها, and they possess the what, the total amount that is taxable. ومنهم من يتعاون في الصيام وهو قادر عليه. Some are not even fasting in Ramadan and they are able to do so. وكثير منهم, and many among people, من يفرط في أداء الصلاة, are those who are deficient, they are deficient in observing their salat. بتركها, either by leaving it completely, أو عدم تعديتها في أوقاتها, or not praying or observing the salat at the stated time, ومع الجماعة, or at a stipulated جماعة, وفي بيوت الله, or in the houses of Allah, in the masajid, وبكامل خضوعها, or in observing everything that will make you to what? To bring all the rights of salat. Everything. Everything. That's why he used وبكامل خضوعها. I saw a brother just this last Juma at home. Okay, we'll pray. So in his tahiyyat, he did it like this. This is a tahiyyat like this. And his evidence is what? It's from, what do you call this? Global Maram. And I told him that no, it's like this. And it's not Bulug Maram, it's Sifat Salat al-Nabi. Tell him that it is like this, and it's from the same book. What he's just reading is just this round, what Albani was describing, that there should be round. So he has made this round, and he thought it could be like this. I've gotten it. And when they say this is an issue of Salat, it is not something that you should hold just the way people are holding the issue of Salat. Somebody will just say, so even if you do like this, it's Salat. Even if you do like this, it's Salat. No problem. Even if you do like this, as if you are feeling cold, it's Salat. But they will say, but if you do it this way, you follow Sunnah, you have reward. And you think Allah, that's how Allah wants us to pray. Apart from individual posture in Salat, even the posture of the Jama'ah, Allah is putting into consideration. That's what our scholars are saying. If the Prophet will say, فَإِنَّ تَصْوِيَةَ الصُّفُوفِ مِنْ تَمَامِ الصَّلَاةِ, then it is only you now who will stand anyhow, and it's not مِنْ تَمَامِ الصَّلَاةِ. Are you getting it? The Prophet said, among those things that will complete our Salat, not complete our Jama'ah. Isn't it said, مِنْ تَمَامِ الْجَمَاعَةِ or مِنْ تَمَامِ الصُّفُوفِ مِنْ تَمَامِ الصَّلَاةِ. If our life is crooked, not straight, it reduces our Salat. It's not only reducing it in the reward you're going to have, it reduces in its spiritual effect. That's why he said, Shuddul Khalal, close all the gaps and do not leave any space for shaitan. This is what the Prophet said. So that's why it has become compulsory that right from what? Takbiratul Ihram till the end, you should master it the way you master everything whenever you want to write exam, the way you master, those of you who are tailors, the way you master the back and the trawler length, whatever, because you know you can go to prison yard, if you steal a clothes, is it not that? You see a cloth of a rich man anyhow, you end up at in the cell. You take care of everything. The way we master, you want to marry, you start checking. You want to know how does she work? The way you master everything. That is the way you master from Takbira to Ihram. Where do you put your hand? Is it like this? Or somebody will just come and say, Allahu Akbar. Somebody will sleep and will just say, Allahu Akbar. Why not even do attention to Allah, Allahu Akbar? We are supposed to master, you are laughing, we are supposed to master Salat. This is what Muhaddith. This is what he was describing yesterday, because he was sitting some part of this Akhtar al-Musallin. And this is why this Salat is not having effect in our life. Why? From even the mechanical actions you are performing. You are performing it like drama, not like the way Allah said you should perform it. The Prophet, you have to use his time, pray, so that people can see. The Prophet will talk to an old man, the way you talk to me and you. And the Prophet is one that he is full of haya. Even some of things his Sahaba does, he will not say anything. Allah will reveal that the Prophet will have told you this, but he's really shy. The Prophet is full with shyness. If he could confront an old man and said, pray, you have not prayed, he repeated it. Pray, you have not prayed. He repeated it the fourth time. He now said, if you prayed like this and you die not in the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Pray to Allah. Because you know, these days we don't have time. That is the excuse. No time to study even our salat. Okay, now what we are trying to say is that no time to worship Allah. We have time to eat, we have time to look for wife, we have time to look for money, we have time to do everything, no time to worship Allah. And وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And no knowledge of Islam is wasted. There are a lot of things we've learned at the school that is wasted today. Wasted. We studied the life of Herbert Macaulay, Alwan Ikoku, and on that time, even before we write the exam, we know the date, everything, McPherson Constitution, Clifford Constitution, what is the other constitution? I don't even know now. There are about four major constitutions you should know. Then, we all know it offhand. Because I didn't always say today, do I need it before I do anything in this country anymore? Even if I want to go by the way of their useless way. It's wasted. For anything you learn since you are born, the Alif, Ba, Ta, Sa, Jimun, up to now, is still useful. And it will be part of you till Qiyamah, even if you are dead. So let us have time to study these things. Go to anyone who knows it. Fas'alu ahla zikri. So that because you don't have anything, if you tell Allah, I didn't know. I only prayed the way I was taught. Allah will ask, Fas'alu, why are you not told? Fas'alu ahla zikri in kuntum la ta'lamun la ta'tazir. نسأل الله العافية. So let us create time in no time. Because time does not wait for anybody. At least so many announcements have been done to us. If you are about to die, you should even know. Look at how people who are close to us, how they are dying. Want to die and based on chance. How Adam is yet to have it, our course here. أو ومع الجماعة وفي بيوت الله وبكامل خضوعها وخشوعها. So that is what follows. was mu'minun. Why are they successful? It's what? Alladhina hum fi salatihim khashi'un. They rip the fear of Allah from salat. That is the immediate benefit. وَهِيَ مُيَسَّرَةٌ. Look at this. وَهِيَ مُيَسَّرَةٌ. And this thing is extremely, very easy. لِسَلِيمٍ وَالْمَرِيدٍ. For those who are sound in health, and those who are even what? Those who are sick. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ لَا يَأْمُرْ بِهَا أَهْلَهُ. There are some who will not even talk to his people. Pray. There are some people are going to receive punishment because they refuse to tell others to pray. وَزَوْجَهُ. Or his wife. Or her husband. زَوْج is what? Ismun Mushtarak. Called? You can be زَوْج. Not doesn't necessarily mean that there should be زَوْجَةٌ. كُوْ أَنْفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. وَأَزْوَاجِ. Not وَزَوْجَاتِ. Are you getting it? وَكُلْنَا وَدْخُلُوا. When Allah is commanding Adam and his wife Hawa alayhi salam to enter paradise. وَكُلْنَا يَا آدَمُ وَسْكُنْ أَنْتَ. Who is زوج here? The wife. So either the wife is not telling the husband to pray, or the husband is not telling the wife to pray. وَإِيَالِهِ. And the children. وَلَا يُعَقَّبِهِمْ عَلَى تَرْكِهَا. And he doesn't punish them when they don't pray. If your wife does not pray, it is punishment. It's not your talk. The Prophet said, if your child has become 10 years and he refused to pray, beat him. So if your wife is not praying, ask her to kneel down there. Kneel down there. Tell her, look at your eyes. Are you getting me? It's not easy of you not praying. Why didn't you pray up to now? And you were laughing. And you're not supposed to live in house. There's one book by Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawzi. I've never read it. I didn't know which part of his book. He was making nasiha to those, anybody who it is time of prayer, you are praying and somebody is in your house not praying. Look at what the Prophet is saying. That if not because of, are you getting it? If not because of the Rahman, he is about to ask Bilal to call for prayer, and he will leave the pool in the masjid praying, then he will enter the house of all those who are not praying and burn their house down. There is something that is serious. Anybody who is living in the house not praying, send him away. It's Adullah. أعظم الله. ولو علم الجميع خطورة هذا. Has it been that everybody know the dangers of this? كله. Everybody. لحافظوا عليها. Everybody will have what? Will have safeguarded their salat. والذي أوصيكم بالمحافظة عليه. He said, what I am cautioning you, advising you, that you should safeguard. وخاصة. And specifically, الصلاة. This issue of salat. كما جاء في الأحاديث. Just like it has come in the hadith. وَكَذَلِكَ سَائِرُ الْأَرْكَادِ. At the same time, you should also safeguard other pillars of Islam. حَتَّى إِنَّ الرَّسُولَ الرَّحِيمِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. To the extent that our Rasul, Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is merciful, كَانَ يُذَكِّرُنَا وَيَأْمُرُنَا بِالْمُحَافَظَةِ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ. He used to caution us that we should be cautious and safeguard our salat. بل لقد شدد في ذلك. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is so fanatical about it to the extent that حينما حضرته سكرات الموت. That at the time when he is on the deathbed, when he was about dying. فقد روي عن أم سلمة رضي الله عنها. It was reported by أم سلمة رضي الله عنها. أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. That the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يقول في مرضه الذي توفي فيه. That he used to say in his sickness within which he died, he used to say as-salat, الصلاة وما ملكت أيمانكم. الصلاة الصلاة. Well, he used to say this, and we have read it in this Sakarat al-Mawt, that this, that is even how he died. As-salat, 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 till he died. As-salat, salat, your salat, your salat. Mama malakat aymanikum, and those slaves that your right hand possessed, you rightly possessed through war. Not those are claimed slaves. It says, فَمَاذَا لَيَقُولُهَا يَوَّا, that the prophet did not stop saying this, hatta مَا يَفِيدُ بِهَا لِسَانِ, to the extent that he could not even raise his tongue again, he died. The hadith is in Musnad Ahmad ibn Hanbal, and it's Sahih. As-salah, as-salah, and that is the easy thing we forget these days, despite this great caution from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We forget about salat just because we want to watch films. We forget about salat just because we want to go and play football and the field. We forget about salat just because we are waiting for our in-laws to come and tell us that, okay, I've given you, today you are married. We forget anything of ours, because anything that we wish to do, we can easily forget Salah because of that. He said, later we'll come and pray. The time of prayer is still there. Look at Surah Maryam. فَخَلَفَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ أَدَاءُ الصَّلَاةِ وَتَبَعُ الشَّهَوَاتِ, because they are always going very pursuit. Anytime you are trying to fulfill your own desire, if care is not taken, that day, that moment, that instant, you are going to forget about Salah. The mujahid in salat, the mu'min in salat, the real Muslim in salat is the one that anytime he is deeply preoccupied with anything other than salat, and it is time for salat, he is able to cut off and go and pray. That's if you want to measure your iman. You know, I have been giving you scale of measurement. This is the second one. What was the first one? Try. Anytime you are trying to achieve certain aspiration, you are doing everything, and you are not thinking of Allah's rahmah, that despite this struggle, you still hope for Allah's rahmah. Allah will do it. Not even by saying it. You are sure. أَنْتَ لَمُقِنٌ بِرَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ مُسْتَقِرٌ بِقَلْبِكَ أَنَّكَ تَحْتَ رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ الْغَامِدَةِ. But many a time, your child is sick, you are doing everything, you return everything back to the doctor. What the doctor say? And that is what the doctor said that decides your state of mind. It's problematic. So if you are able to think of Allah's rahmah at an instant that there is no any other person that can help you, you check that, yawah, the iman has come. Somebody was told, there is no more food in the house, we cannot eat today. He looked left and was laughing. Why are we laughing? He said, why would we not laugh? The prophet's house was left 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. They cannot cook. So if something happened to me, why should I not laugh? Why should not I laugh? Somebody cut his finger. He cut. You see, she was even a woman. Cut her finger and she was laughing. Don't you know you are wounded? Why? She said, I'm not feeling the pain. So why didn't you feel the pain initially? She said, initially when it caught, what I was thinking about is what? The kind of reward. And Allah has used that for anything that touches us. Even if you, this tongue, if you are pricked with this tongue, this top on ground, if they prick you, because of that pain you receive, Allah will use it to clean your sin, the Muslim. So that's what you're thinking of. When she saw that she has cut her finger, she was laughing. Then if you have not gotten all this, where is your love to the iman? You have not tasted the sweetness of iman. So anytime you are able, that at the peak of trouble, at the peak of fitan, you are able to think that, what am I even doing? Let me do just my best. I know Allah's rahmah is not away from me. وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَا اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ لَمْ يَمْسَسْهُمْ سُوءٌ. Anytime you think like that, لَمْ يَمْسَسْكَ سُوءٌ, harm cannot touch you. But here is the ability. The tendency to think about that is always far away, because you will not be thinking like that. Your orientation is changed. You are having distorted orientation. The nature of orientation is that you think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the West is making it so perverted. One, this there are talk in the AIC. Somebody was talking, he said, this policy, said before, you just go and vote and come and wait. Whoever wins, no problem. Said then they know that any Nigerian who becomes president will have Nigerian interest. It's just like somebody who wants to go and pray for rain. And as he is going to pray for rain, he goes to God on prayer. Because he's so sure that after the prayer, rain will fall. Are you getting me? There is another instance, somebody who throws off a child. If you hold any of your small baby, you throw him or her off. You know, he will be laughing. Very happy. But if another person else does that, he or she will cry. But he or she does not trust you. But he or she trusts the father. Not you, because you don't know whether you want to kill her. So that is the kind of election we teach those days. But this day, either of the two. Either somebody you know that he is close to you and you are sure that when he reaches there, you are going to enjoy. Or you don't trust him. When if he reaches there, he will not do anything to you. Then you only go and bargain for some hundreds of thousands so that you get your own share. If he reaches there, whether he likes it or not, let him do the work. As far as you are concerned, you are satisfied. So, I want you to examine that in this first statement. And let us see what man of integrity was telling us that day. That the Jahidin are going to fight war. As they were going, they even carried their main bag. And when they reach, and they just go to pass, they will have their own must to be able to observe them, and this is the main bag they are going to reach. They are so sure of Allah. And what somebody makes you to be sure if you are prayerful because of a particular the Prophet said Allah will always accept the prayer of the one who is not in haste. Continue to pray. And that's why this Akida, like in Nigeria, it is called the majority of those who have this Akida are Christians. Look at every year. My year of joy, my year of money, my year of happiness, no money. Next year they will write the banner. They will still come. There will be more. My year of this year, I'm going to breed. I'm going to do shege to poverty. One cup to every poverty. He becomes poorer. The next day will continue. The Muslim will just come. Man, pray for me. Pray for me. The next day, he started following. And while you understand, man, like no easy. See, why do you shave your beard? I went to this police course and they didn't take me. And you have shaved your beard. The police did not take you. Next time you see him, he's becoming poorer. Pray to Allah to continue to assist us. So let us imbibe this principle in ourselves. That is how to check your iman. And that will help you much. If there is an accident and we are able to say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, everybody can say it on the rock here. But when it is boom, and look at this, a deep gutter. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and the people say, Subhanallah. Well, look at how no. That is the time you are even supposed to continue what? Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. You'll be saying it because you are not even sure. Then the other thing to check our iman is what? What was the second thing that we mentioned just now? You forgot. The child. I know the child. I said, when you are in problem, we were discussing this, you are the one looking for something else. Eh? Make sure that as you're struggling, be sure of Allah's rahmah. Thank you so much. That's even the issue. Check anytime you are counting money, and they say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Maybe even before they will say Allahu Akbar, you still go and pray because you are still within the range. But this time around, try and demonstrate to Allah, because whatever we are given, it is trial. You don't know that morning, close to that time, Allah wants to raise you, and Allah is trying you. You start counting money, you say, it's just 1 o'clock, at least. Even 3 o'clock, I can say, you start counting money. And if Allah wants to give you serious withdrawal, the money will be increasing. And you spend it, no barakah. Aisha reported that sometimes people will come looking for the Prophet of Allah, he delays before he comes out. But he has never seen it. One day, even if the Prophet is playing with her, the Prophet will hear the call of prayer and he will not leave her. He has not seen a single one. And this is the soul whose sins have been forgiven. مَا تَقَدَّرُ مِنْ زَنْبِهِ وَمَا تَأَخَرُ. Let us take our iman. وَكَانَ يُحِبُّ الصَّلَاةَ حُبًّا جَمَّا. The Prophet used to love Salat in a very great manifold. حَيْثُ إِنَّهَا شُرِعَتْ فِي السَّمَاءِ. Right from the time that the Salah has become an order from above, Laylatul Isra wal Miraj, in the night of ascension to Isra al Miraj, فَكَانَ شَرَفُهَا كَبِيرٌ وَعَظِيمٌ. And the greatness of Salah has become very big and magnificent. وَكَانَ إِذَا فَضَعَهُ أَمْرٌ حَمَّ إِلَى Salah. Anytime he's been threatened with anything, any issue, what will I do? He rushed to Salat. And it's a great assistance. Are you getting it? Somebody will just tell you, maybe you've been looking for money yesterday, and your wife might possibly go to hospital. There's some brother to just tell you, your wife is in a serious labor. They are carrying your wife to the hospital. Please join us at the hospital. You join Allah first. You just have a ketu, perform ablution, another 2 rak'ahs, then what? Start rushing to the hospital. Inshallah ta'ala, you will see what? The effectiveness, the efficiency and efficacy of Salat. Na'am. He reminds me of an ayah. Ta'inu bi sabri wa salat. Seek for Allah's assistance with patience and steadfastness and salah. In Allah ma sabirin. And at the same time, in the Surah Al-Baqarah, the first instance it happened is what? فَإِنَّهَا لَا كَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا لَلْخَشِيرِ. It is great, it is heavy, it is difficult, except for those who are fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكَانَ يَقُولُ. And the Prophet used to say, Arishna biha ya Bilal. Arishna biha ya Bilal. Are you getting it? The Prophet is so happy whenever it is time for prayer. Are you happy whenever it is time for prayer? Let's go check. Are you happy? Please, well, I want us to be real. Are we happy? The person that is safe is the one that is real, you are realistic to yourself. Even if certain times we were happy, but we check that many a times when salat is being called, it's not that we don't want to pray, and it's not that we are not happy. We are between the two. Are you getting it? You are neither happy nor are you sad, isn't it? And this is what happens most of our time. And another situation is when you are seriously busy, and they call to say, "Ah, this muazzin says, why can't he delay more?" And the Prophet's own. Do you know how, maybe as we're sitting down now, we just look and discover that some brothers from Afghanistan, Malaysia, with fine beards, they are dropping in jeeps, carrying books, for mashallah, and we just think there. You know, we've had, out of us, very happy. That is what happened to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he hears Allahu Akbar. When are you going to experience that? Because you cannot deceive yourself. You will not be able to. You can deceive, but you cannot deceive yourself. It is training. You will only be trained to that extent whenever you discover that when it is time for salat. All what I have been thinking since morning till this time, all my problems since morning till this time, everything that I want to address Allah, I have got the opportunity. It's not like you want to go and see, you are looking for admission. What? Malak Suleiman, are you not looking for admission? May Allah grant you the admission. Maybe I go with you now to the office of the VC, and we are at the secretary place. And then I say, it is our turn. You see the kind of joy, it is time for me to be had. That is what the Prophet is, that is what it is, the state of his mind, that is what he thinks. It is time for me to address my problem to Allah. It is time for me to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the Prophet said, that is where you are closest. By the time you do sujood, you are closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So address your problem to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Talk to Allah. And that is why such people, Allah is ready to talk to them. But me and you, in sujood, if the imam does not do it in time, this imam knows that we are going back to work. And as we said, Sahih al-Bukhari and Jabir ibn Abdullah, that man kana ya'umu falyuhafif. I'm not saying that you are an imam, you should delay. But look at the difference. And the same difference is between us and the Sahaba. Arihna biha ya Bilal. This Abraham Green says the meaning of this is, connect us to Allah. Connect our line. We want to telephone Allah. Connect us, ya Bilal. This is how he translates this. As if the Prophet says, Bilal, please, our line is having problems. Come and connect us. Come and please, we're having breakage in transmission. Aside the problem of the Muazzin, who will come and say, he's not even encouraging you. You don't even know what he's saying. He is even disconnecting you from Allah, you know. Self-connection. The Prophet is saying, talking to Bilal, push us, encourage us, drive us with happiness. Let's go and meet Allah. And somebody will sit there in the office or on the machine, the tailor. Is there any Quran? Okay, well, if they finish, let me go to Quran. If they finish, well, I will go and do my own. Pray to Allah to continue to assist us. What can I quote? The Prophet says, would you in a kurratu ayni fi salat? That the best moment, my greatest moment of happiness, Allah has placed it in what? In my salat. The greatest moment of majority of us now is we know. It's close my mouth. We all know. With the time you are Happy Moses. Some of us, the time of happy Moses, you see a child. Not like one scholar. He saw the greatest moment in his life, he saw his child praying. The child came, like Abdullah, just came to his side and said, Allah, Akbar, and he distributed. He saw the child and said, oh, I've gotten a child. Who knew that he should prostrate to Allah? Oh Allah, assist me to be able to thank you for this. Some other people, his child will go to Abuja and do some ashewo business and bring money home. Some others, the greatest moment of their joy is whenever he comes home and discovers that nobody is hungry, everybody is happy. Because they said, when the father is happy, one person is happy. When the children are happy, when the wife is happy, the whole house is happy. I think you know that's what the scholar says. If the wife is happy, everybody is happy. But if only is happy, it's only one. Because if the wife is happy, she has all her heart to make you happy. At least your family is rich by trickling you small, and you're happy, you laugh. If somebody like me is doing it, you feel laughter. But if she does it, you laugh. Because she's happy. Our sister, that place has become a marketplace. It has become the right camp market. Abdullah, come and carry cane and beat all of them there. So, the Prophet said, the greatest moment, the greatest joy he has is what? In the Salah. Sa'ad Abdullah, annahu qad, this wrote from Abdullah, that he said, Haddathani Abi, Haddathana Abu Ubaidah, An Salami Abi Munzir, An Thabit, An Anas, radiallahu anhum, An Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qad, that Abdullah reported throughout this chain of transition, up to Anas ibn Malik, marfu ila Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hubbiba ilayya min dunya, in the dunya, the Prophet said, Allah has made the following things attracted to me. Number one, and the star, women. Women. The Prophet loves women. What faith? The Prophet loves scent, perfume. But he said, Wuju'ilat qurrata ayni fi salat. And Allah has made greatest moment of my joy in Salat. Look at the distinction. Meaning what? Even if the Prophet is enjoying the companionship of his wife, when it is time for Salat, he is more attracted there. Are you getting it? The way Prophet is looking at it, is somebody, you are on the road, and somebody carry you with a gura gura Mazda, you understand? That has no shock of lovers. As you are coming and say, poko, and this person has assisted when you manage. And later, somebody waved you in a Mazda Jeep. Either a Ford, this recent CRV, waved you, say, yourself, please, join me. I'm also going to life camp with full AC. And you enter. That's how the Prophet is describing this. As far as the joy of Rasulullah is concerned, even if he is enjoying the companionship of his own wife, it is time for Salat. This is the difference. The Prophet gets more joy from Salat. وَلَقَدْ أَوْضَحَ لَنَا صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ خَطُورَةُ تَارَكِهَا. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has made it clear to us the dangers in what? In neglecting our prayers. فَأَنْ بُرَيْدَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنِ النَّبِيِّ صلى الله عليه وسلم قَالَ. It is reported from Buraida, may Allah be pleased with him, that he said, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, العهد الذي بيننا وبينهم الصلاة. The only distinctive attitude or quality, I would say, between us and them is what? Salat. Who are the them? The kuffar, the mushrikun. فَمَنْ تَرَكَهَا, anyone who leaves it, فَقَدْ كَفَرَ, the person has become a kafir. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. All our salaf agree to this. There is little ikhtilaf. And the best standpoint is what? If you leave it, you are a kafir. It's only people like Albani and some other people who said the person who will have to talk on maybe he tells you that he lived it maybe knowingly or he's being argumentative about it. It's there in this book of Albani, Fitna to be Taqfir. And I think some other scholars also corrected him. Because he, people like Albani, they find it difficult to make takfir. That's why Abu Basir made the book, At-Takfir Hukmullah, Fa'ayna Tazhabun. That is, if you like, I can download it for you. At-Takfir Hukmullah. Referring to those who are kafir as kafir, it's a judgment of Allah. Then where are you running to? You can't see, can you hide? Can we hide it in the Quran? What is the kafir that you are learning? The Prophet Faman Tarakaha, Faqad Kafar. Look at another hadith. وَكَذَلِكَ مَرُوِيَ عَنْ جَابِرْ رَجَى اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ. Such is the same that is reported from Jabir. Allah is pleased with him that he said, سَمِيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَقُولَ, I heard the Messenger of Allah say, بين الرجل وبين الشرك والكفر ترك الصلاة. ما كان بكاربة ما كان يكارب. Between a man and shirk and kufr is what? Leave the prayer. Any time that a Muslim leaves prayer, he is a kafir, he is a mushrik. These are these words. The first one we started is in Tirmidhi. This very one is what? It's all you Muslims. He said, وَلِهَذَا. Can we conclude this? Don't to enter into new mas'al. Let us talk. So that there will be a question. Today, that is 20. Inshallah ta'ala, next week is going to be a full-fledged lecture on the state of Nigeria. I want to title it now, The State of Nigeria and Independence Day, Islamic Perspective. The State of Nigeria and Independence Day, Islamic Perspective. Because let them do their work so that we know how to comment very well. But so that none of us should participate with anything, even with your mind. Anybody, any Muslim who is wishing Nigeria to continue to be Nigeria like this, he's an enemy of Islam. But we are not like this. The name Nigeria was not there. We are part of the then Bilad Sudan, headed under the emirate, under the amirship of al-Sheikh al-Mujaddid, Usman ibn Fodi, rahmahullah. The enemy of Islam now came, and the way they did it in such a way that they caught literally part of Hausa people. The Yorubas were having their own kingdom, and even more than half of the Yorubas, they were Muslims. Their own Muslim was not from Usman Dafoji, I think you know. Their own Muslim, their grandparents, they took their Islam from Saudi Arabia, and they also existed on their kingdom with Islam. Then the Igbo, the Ibibio, the Ishekiri, the Enyimbarila of Port Harcourt, and all that. They were also living on their own kingdom of Kufur, total Kufur. They are the only part of Nigeria that they were harlots. They are war. They dressed haggardly.
They find it difficult to cover themselves. Even their own remote culture does not recognize you dressing like this. I think you know that. Just like the way it exists in the film, any Nigerian film, depicted the South Nigeria, we still show you today. It is a living testimony to the fact that what? They were naked people. They were not civilized. The only civilized part of Nigeria then were, number one, first and foremost, the one headed by the people, the leftover of the struggle. Even because even then, before the British came in, it was after the second generation. But when Usman Ibn Fud died, even the jihad in Nigeria was already taking shape, because tribalism has entered. So it happened that his own brother, Abdullah Ibn Fud, when he came, they were burying him, they didn't even allow him to see him. So that is why it's going to be a full-fledged lecture. Nigeria is not a place where we should even be thinking about what is independence. Do you know the meaning of independence of Nigeria? That is when Nigeria finally became independent of Allah's law. They now live without Allah's law. Do you call it independence? Okay. By their independence and their deception, and what they want me and you to understand and accept is that we are now bilad mustaqil min Britani, isn't it? We are now living independent of Britain. Is it true? But are we using Allah's law again? Is Nigeria not living without Allah's law again? Yeah, we are independent of Islam. That is why they even want to add all that. And that is why when they are signing the anti-terrorism bill, people from Niger Delta were not considered as terrorists. And people, just somebody is selling Mujahideen cassette, that is why he has to be arrested. Somebody is selling cassette. And beside him, somebody is selling films. We get all pornography. Films that teaching people how to press Christ. 44 minutes. What are we learning from 44 minutes? You're not gunshot, gun battle throughout. Do you know 44 minutes? I have watched it. 44 minutes. It's gun battle throughout. Why are these people selling it? Why are they not classified terrorists? Then all these American things, what are they telling us? How to overthrow government? Isn't it even work? And are we not watching how this crusade, how they finish Muslims? Are they not prison? Why are Muslims not allowed to spread it? Let me tell you, this anti-terrorism bill, they caught somebody even in Abuja here. My friend in Metam was telling me that they even caught somebody just because he's watching this from the message we have been watching. They say there is war inside and it's training the Muslims to become anti-terrorists. And the uncle who worked in the House of Assembly as a senator, when he said they should catch him, he has been telling him to stop watching all this warfare. This is what he said. That was his comment. The message that we've been watching. Even this, the message, is even the evil that is burning it for us to watch now. Because they want to free Nigeria, they want it to be independent of Islam and Muslims. That is why Muslims were never put into constitution whenever any constitution is being made. They will have the case that up to now we are still addressing it as a Jakuta. You go to Nigerian constitution, they will tell you that anybody that abuses any of your fundamental human rights, that person government will handle him. It will be a case of the commissioner of police versus that person. That is what is in the constitution. And what are fundamental human rights? Freedom to talk, to say whatever you like. That's why you can even abuse the passenger in the newspaper. Nobody will arrest you. But
you are an imam, say that in the minbar, you'll be arrested. You are a pastor, you can even multiply what the imam said and say it. Nobody will talk. The law is meant to be binding on the Muslims. And that is why Maududi is saying that any place that Islam is not judging, Muslims are the ones who will suffer. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion. We have freedom of religion in this country, enshrined in the Nigerian constitution. Clearly written. But in Nigeria, in Okene, just this, as I said, we went and come back now, and we come to Okene, just we spent 1 week. How many issues of cases of police we are recording? My sister, this, there's one useless malam. You know this stupid malam? Who, do you know whom refer to as stupid malam? These are silly people. Go, you know, they are the stupid malam. This stupid malam, one of their daughters, you know, Allah is spreading his word. That's why I'm telling him for this or Jama. We didn't know the favor of Allah is. Allah, the favor of Allah upon us. He's a stupid malam. They used to castigate this Ummah, whatever, and Hima. But they now later, they are living at Adali. One of their daughters decided on her own, and she started being conscious, and nobody preached to her, and she's putting on the hijab. Are you getting it? She's putting on the hijab. So she went and sewed the hijab, complete, with socks, everything. She attended the program. She did not hide, she went back home like this. Hey, where do you get it? Come here. They beat the hell out of her. They removed the hijab, turned into physics. And she has some brothers who are attending Lukman's lecture. They now said, you know, had you told us, you start following Mustafa people, you will suffer. You should be doing it small, small. She just do small hijab like this. Later you start increasing it. So you should be increasing it small, small. You look at where you are suffering. This is why I was just looking at them like this. This is why now go, get another piece of clothes, sew another full-blown hijab with another new sock. She came to attend the program. She never tell anybody. Attend the program. Some sisters were seeing some marks on her. They didn't know that she had been beaten. But they didn't ask anything. She went home. This time around, the mother and the father, they beat hell out of her to determine that, you know, if you are carrying a dead human being, one is holding the leg like this, the other one is holding the head, and they drag her like that too. A useless man called Afema, the Afema of Adal. People who are, whether the Afema, the Ohindese, the Hokoro Visa, and the Oporo of, or the Oporo of whatever, the Ohepa of Ugodo, these are people that, by open their mouth, if they just open their mouth, you see that none of the teeth is white anymore. They took her there, and he was saying, well, this is your father. No religion, no, you know this is your father. Looking like monkey. Tell him this is your father. So this Lukman brother now rushed to her own, to her brother, and said, actually, we have been telling her to stop and cut and reduce it. She didn't agree. And this is the extent it has reached. So the sister now has gone quarter quarter. She left the house. She left the house. She came to a sister in Nehima and said, I'm having this problem. But the only thing is, I want to have source of survival so that I can take care of myself. So the sister is a tailor. She's feeding her, and she's training her how to tailor, and she's tailoring. Are you getting it? Then the mother now saw her. Where are you? She said, this is where I'm learning tailor. I'm learning it. I want to become a tailor and be on my own. And I said, come home now. Come home. So they took her home again and they beat her down. And this time she was able to escape. Neither did the sister nor the mother know her whereabouts. I see the only what the mother did was to know where she's residing. They now took policeman to this sister's shop. They didn't see her there. You know this hypocrite alarm. These people are involuntary. Sorry, they are voluntary SSS. You understand? Voluntary spy. They now led and come and see, that is the house. So they come to this third policeman. What are you looking for? I'm not keeping this girl. So they search the house. My brothers in Islam, is this freedom of religion? If this lady will have come with Bible to the house and you touch her, she will rush to the pastor. And the pastor will tell the parents and let us meet at the court so that you don't know your right, you as a father. They will now tell you your right, the court. It's only when it is Islam. How this happened just this 1 week we spent at home. That is wrong. The case is still on. And we told them, inshallah, ta'ala, we are going to pursue this case to any end. You know that. We left home while our pocket has become empty. And Allah is still assisting. Another one. That's the deal. You know, I was going on Sunday while they left us, isn't it? So this Sunday, isn't it 1 week exactly? Another sister, she is Mary. The father is from Calabar. The mother is from Adogo. I think you know the issue of Calabar men and women. Yeah? And there is no marriage. Even the present governor, Bayelsa and Otela. Because you know they are not, some of them, they don't even know their father, and they confess. Because Oyibo man will just come, speak with them, give them belen and go. And that's all. So, but this one's father used to communicate with the mother. So this Mary was going with one boy, one Ibra boy like that. They are doing this useless life. And the boy realized. When he realized and he wanted to become serious, practicing brother, Muslim, the Mary now said, if you should realize, I have also realized. But the brother, this person became brother on his own. So the Mary's mother now called the boy, I love you to be going like this. I don't want you to be doing religion. You know, said, so this Mary now said, my mother, today I am Mariam, not Mary. We call him Mariam. Put a hijab, go and see hijab and feeling it. The mother now sent her packing. It was only the father that called right from Calabar. Is it true that you started dressing like juju? So my daddy, I'm not dressing like juju. I've become a very good, and it's become very good daughter. And now it's an obedient daughter. Said, okay, leave my house. As the father was talking, the mother had already prepared her bag, luggage. And she left the house. Summarily, the next thing is what happened, as I told you, in Hima now happened again. She now took baggages to this brother that was comforted and was. Sometimes she would stay with his mother. Sometimes she would go and stay anywhere that mother would not be able to attack her. One day, the mother now said, come home now, no problem. He said, you want to continue to do this religion. Came home, and the mother beat hell out of her. This one up to now, you still see the mark. The kind of beating, when she was explaining herself that she went through, your mother will bloody that they can beat you to death. And they don't know if it is because of Islam you beat anybody. You are improving the Islam in the person. Are you getting it? That's why even this war of America of Muslims is good. Because it's making the Muslims to be more conscious of their Islam. Don't you know? Just look at the September 11. Look at September 11. Before, it is hard for you to even get Muslim, train him to become good Muslim in America. But any Muslim that come in America, they are coming with the idea of they hate the Western civilization. And it's because of the September 11. So Alhamdulillah. Now, when the issue went to the police, we now call this Mary to appear. Let her appear at this police station. Because they have arrested the brother that for abduction. If somebody has abducted your daughter, and you've seen your daughter, and the daughter is saying he is not the one that has abducted her, what is next? You leave him go. We still have to spend 4,000 again for her release on bail. As far as they are concerned, the case continues tomorrow. They have to come back. And immediately the mother saw the daughter, said, ha, and she fell down. Are you getting it? Then everybody now came out, even the DPO came out. What happened? They said, look at this. They said, you said they abducted your daughter, and they have seen her, so no problem. They said, no, this is not how my daughter was before. They said, what? They said, my daughter was not even a Muslim before, look at. You know what the DPO said? Okay. He was shouting. I think he is approving of why this woman should fight this. So, you are not even a Muslim and you are now like a juju. And there are some other police who are even 8 ranks less than the DPO. And I said, sir, it's not juju, this is Islam. You know, he was in a way trying to reason that, why? You said somebody abducted your daughter, you see, why should we fall down? Because the DPO is a Christian, and the woman is a useless woman. Who sleeps with everybody, including the Calabar person who gave birth to this daughter? So I don't know what is meant by independence. Let us think. It's about time we start thinking of, let us know, where are we living? This name Nigeria, what is the meaning? The life we are living, why is it like this? So that you will not hold it very easy with somebody who will now say congratulations for Nigeria at 50 years. But whether you should turn your TV and start watching the program. If I have a television that will catch it, I will watch it to see what they have to. So that we will know the level they have reached. What are we celebrating, my brothers and sisters? What are we celebrating? Everything is deception. The president is deceiving the people. The masses are deceiving the president. The president is deceiving himself, Kumar. Deception. Because the ruling party is people deceiving party. Isn't it? People deceiving people. So, by the time you look at it all, you discover that the Independence Day is celebrating nothing except that we want to celebrate that at the end of the day we are true with the Muslims in Nigeria. They are true with us because we killed their daughters and sons in Sagamu and nothing happened. We killed their daughters and sons even in their mosque and we bombed it in Zongo Qatar. And even when they want to take decision on Zaman Lekwot, we said that if anything touches Zaman Lekwot, Nigeria will turn upside down, and it was averted. Zaman Lekwot, who confessed that he planted the bomb at the Zongo Qatar, and later Zaman Lekwot was a barrack was named after him. 82 division of Enugu has become Zaman Lekwot barrack. This we want to celebrate also that since 2008, even before 2008, we've been killing Muslims in Jos, and finally there are areas we evacuated Muslims totally from Jos, and no Muslim should even dare going to that place, and the government has approved of that. No Muslim. Are you getting it? So why should they celebrate? Has anything touched the Christian in this country? Why should they celebrate? Why should they celebrate when Sunday is compulsory for me to you? I say, for me to you, let us stay at our home because Christians want to go to church. There should be no work. In Saudi, is it like that? Even in Nigeria, is it like that? If you are in Nigeria, you think that Sunday is weekend for everywhere. Saturday and Sunday. And the Muslims, they don't have, they rush from work from their working place to go and even observe Juma. Juma, even in their life, is not as serious as even one obligatory prayer. And why should they celebrate? What are you celebrating, you a Muslim? What are you celebrating? Can you tell us? They should celebrate. They should celebrate that once in their lifetime, despite the fact that their democracy, they are looking for some people they call moderate Muslims, they are able to make sure that through their plans and plotting, in first and foremost history, despite the fact that in 50 years, their military, civilian governors of Kaduna State, this is the time they are able to have a governor of Kaduna State that is a complete Christian, Yakoa, who is ready to deal with the Muslims of the North. Why should they celebrate? Why should they celebrate that the anti-terrorism center they built is in Bauchi to take care of all the Northeast? And is this sponsored 50% by Namadi? Namadi delivered what he donated 750 million for that center. Why should they celebrate? It is project of Jonathan, but handled by what? Namadi? Why should they celebrate? What are you celebrating? My dear Muslims, what are you celebrating? We are able to deceive their leaders, their useless leaders, who always assist the Christians against the Muslims, politically, economically, and militarily. What shouldn't we celebrate when Dambazo, who had little mind for Muslims, and assisted Muslims a little bit in Jos, were we able to co-opt other people that we should what, retire him, and we retired him, and nothing happened. And we still have all other that are Christians and we didn't retire them. Why should we? Those people who retire, we replace them with Christians. Why should we celebrate? Yakoa removed a commissioner. And he placed another commissioner. Are you getting it? Then under this commissioner, he changed. The commissioner is a Christian. He has been a Christian even right from the time of Sambu, Namadi Sambu, in Kaduna State. He changed him and he put a more dangerous Christian. Under him there used to be two Muslims, two Christians. He now put three Muslims, one Christian, and the whole Christian Nigeria wrote against that, and it was judged in favor of them, and the Muslim was removed. And they now put another Christian. Just the little time Yakoa is doing. Why shouldn't we celebrate? When Yakoa now is sponsoring many Muslims to go to Hajj this year. why I want, and they are the one. Look at what Tariq Bochi said at the end of Ramadan Tafsir. He said, Wallahi, Tallahi, Billahi, ladies. Anybody that vote for any Izala, you know this, the cover, for any Izala, in any Izala, in this Kaduna, the person, that person is going to hellfire. I don't know what he meant by Izala, because they don't involve in politics. Because they think, it is enough for them. So when any person become governor, they will go and tell him with their terubi, I claim yesterday that you have entered paradise. They will give you money and go. It is Izala who will always participate in politics. At least politically, to be on the side of Muslims. Why should they celebrate? They have achieved all this. What have we achieved, my brothers and sisters in Islam, that we should even think about independence? Nigeria is not independent. It's now Nigeria is dependent upon kufru laws, upon the laws of kufar, upon people who cannot distinguish their right hand from their left, upon people who are notorious fornicators, who sleep with wife or say, if they are even happy, they are sleeping with their wife. Baduhum bada. Now they are ahlul liwat. They commit homosexuals. I think they celebrate. So inshallah, to Allah.